Back in February, WAMC reported on the creation of the Pittsfield Prospers Initiative. Driven by former social psychologist and Pittsfield native Virginia O'Leary, the group's goal is to rehabilitate the story of the community since the closure of the General Electric facilities that employed thousands in the city. On Thursday, Pittsfield Prospers will hold an intergenerational meetup at Berkshire Community College to bring together city residents of all ages to talk about their relationship with Pittsfield. O'Leary sat down with WAMC to talk about what she's learned from meeting with residents, starting with Generational Zers.
The things that they really value here are community, are the natural environment. I mean, that comes out with every group that I talk to, how much they value the beauty of the Berkshires and the opportunities to hike and swim, et cetera. And they also talked about wanting to live in a place that's diverse and that is inclusive and where everyone feels welcome.
So how did that conversation compare with, say, your discussion with millennials or boomers about Pittsfield?
Millennials, this was by chance. That group, every single person that attended was not originally from Pittsfield. They chose to come here. They came perhaps for work. And they said interesting things about how much they valued Pittsfield. One person in particular said, for example, people complain that there aren't enough opportunities in the sense of places to eat and bars, etc. I have four restaurants and bars in Pittsfield that I frequent. If I lived in New York City, in Manhattan, and I had 1,000 options, I would still frequent only four. And I love that about being in a smaller community. They talked about affordability, which was big for many of them. And they talked about not being in the rat race crush of a big city, which was definitely something that they valued as well.
So how about among boomers? What was the sort of feedback you got from them?
The boomers are delighted with the beauty. We have that again. They see opportunity and they want to see it realized. And the people who showed up for the boomer meeting were all people who said, we're ready to roll up our sleeves. We want to change this narrative. We have so much here that provides opportunity and we want to do whatever we can to foster pride so this will be a place where we can all live together. And again, people talked about valuing diversity, not diversity across the board, the inclusion of older people, younger people. They wanted to underscore that community effort. And community surfaces, valuing the community, surfaces repeatedly in these groups that I've been doing, despite the fact that everyone's aware of this negative overlay. There's nothing to do here. I mean, I've heard that so many times. There's an enormous amount to do here, but we've got a communication problem. We have a vast demographic ranging from boomers and beyond to Gen Zers at the other end, and people are getting their information through different channels, and there's no one central place where the information comes through. I've been in a couple of community meetings where I have threatened to get a truck, a megaphone, and start driving through the streets, making announcements of, you know, things to do. And a couple of times people have said, that's a great idea. Well, it's not really a great idea, but it speaks to the difficulty that we have in getting the word out across all channels.